Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening, folks? It is the Patriot Nation Radio Show Special Wednesday Edition. Don't usually do Wednesdays, but here we are on Wednesday. Because my guest only has Tuesdays and Wednesdays off. So here we are on a special Wednesday. He's not in my queue yet. I send him a number. We'll see what happens. So we're going to do this here real fast, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you know how we run the show because you watch all the time. Thank you.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
What's happening, David?
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
Yes, indeed, folks. There you have DaveBrayUSA.com. As you know, we have Dave Bray coming up here May 31st. His new album comes out officially Memorial Day weekend. Here it is, folks. Get your copy. Let me go like this real quick. I'm going to switch the camera. Here we go. So you can really see it, ladies and germs. Dave Bray USA, music on a mission. Get your copy, DaveBrayUSA.com. You got a signature right there for me. He'll be on the show here very soon, ladies and germs. Coming quick. We're going to be playing a couple of new songs. I'm going to say hello to everybody there on the live feed, Max and KC and Francis and Will and David and Dean and Marlene and Judson's watching, Tara's watching, Damon, what's happening, Damon, Babs, and of course me. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Got one heck of a show tonight. We got El Guerra del Carvalho Soares coming on the show. Folks, I was watching Facebook. I'm always scrolling through Facebook. And I seen a video of this gentleman And he's talking about he just became a citizen of this country legally, went through the whole process. I'm like, there you go, man. God bless this guy. He's got his American flag, and he's there with all the people, his pictures of him and the people there all doing the right thing, coming to this country legally instead of coming here and breaking the laws and then taking advantage of the kindness of our country. That's really what it is, folks. We are a kind, caring, giving country. We are a very generous country. When things hit the fan, like, say, earthquakes and tsunamis, Hillary Clinton robs the money from the people, but the people shell out of their own pockets and help the people of Haiti, while Hillary Clinton pocketed the money, robbed, and I can't even describe what happened out there with Hillary Clinton. Ray Colon's watching, Scott's watching, Tom's watching, Ed, Mr. Gonzalez is watching, Edward, what's happening, my friend? Thank you guys all so much for tuning in. Again, this is the Patriot Nation Radio Show Special Edition. Tomorrow there will be no broadcast for me, but starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our good friend James Bostic in A Conservative's Perspective kicks off. And we should see, I don't know if he's going to do 2 hours or not. He'll let me know. He may be doing just 1 hour, but who knows? The FBI and all these deep state operatives are on the run now. They're panicking. The rank and file FBI agents are asking so they can blow the whistle on McCabe and Comey and Loretta Lynch and the Justice Department and the FBI corruption. This is big news, folks. Big news. Big. It's insane how crazy this is going to be. Folks, our hopes and dreams may be unfolding, and before our very eyes, we will see people like Comey. We will see folks like McCabe, Strzok, Page, Clinton, and Obama and Loretta Lynch. We may see these folks all in handcuffs. Oh, how sweet it is! Get ready, folks. I'm going to do whatever it is it takes. We're going to try to bring Led Zeppelin back. I would love to have. I'm going to hire Led Zeppelin and throw a party if they cart her off in handcuffs. I know that's far-fetched and would never happen, but it's a dream. We really, really, really would like that. You know? Crazy, man. Crazy. I'd be very, very happy. You know? We elected Donald J. Trump to be our president, and he's doing everything he said he was going to do, and I'm proud. I'm a proud American. I've never seen what I'm seeing, witnessing ever in my lifetime, would I ever expect to see what I'm seeing from any president. Because we know they're all deep state operatives. If they're coming from the establishment bunch of cronies, the good old boys club, because the good old boys club is in your local government, like right here in my hometown. You got the local cronies here, the good old boys club that they got going on down here, of course. It got shaken up a little bit in the last election. Steve Champion got elected to the commission. That was good stuff. And Jeff Holcomb's still there. A couple other good guys. There's some good guys. Hallelujah. And you got clowns running for governor. I don't know about Ron DeSantis, folks. He's a wannabe establishment guy, and he's digging his feet and his claws deep into the establishment. He wants it, and he's doing whatever he can. Because the establishment's only going to change guard. It's going to go from Democrat establishment to whatever the next establishment may be. That establishment could be Republicans and their form of corruption, which always benefits large corporations and the very rich. That's honest. Honestly, the Republicans are for the rich. You got to hook the rich up because they're the ones that give us our jobs. So you give them the bonuses. You give them the money. You help them out. They help us out. I got a great job. I love my job. I hate my job. It's crazy. But I got a good one. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. You know, I'm not rich. I'm not going to make millions of dollars doing what I'm doing. But for a guy who come from the hood, you know, from a guy who dug his butt out of the streets of Long Island, crept his way slowly up to better neighborhoods and better situations, met better people, and moved on with my life. Some of my friends from back in the day are still some of my friends and some of the best people I will ever know. Like my good friend Johnny Brust, I want to say hello to Johnny and his family. Right now, his mom is just out of the hospital. She had a mini stroke and fell down and collapsed. After she went to the hospital, got out of the hospital, fell down and collapsed the second time, went back to the hospital. She's now home. We've been praying for her and her recovery. And my sister-in-law's got some ailments, and she got a horrible diagnosis of pulmonary fibrosis. It's ridiculous what's happening, folks, but God works in mysterious ways, and for some reason, I feel him. He's here with us, and he's testing everybody, and the real test is how strong can we be in times of adversity? And here we are, standing. Got a great story tonight, like I said. And so there, my monologue is going to wrap up right there. My guest tonight, I'm so proud that he's come on my show and agreed to come on my show tonight. You hear my family's in the background arguing and fighting.
Close the door, it's all right.
It's time that the kids start going to bed, you know, and that's always a battle, bedtime. But without further ado, I want to bring my guest on tonight. Here he is, El Guerra de Carvalho Soares is going to join us right now. And
hello.
El Guerra, how are you,
how
sir?
You doing?
Welcome to the...
Yeah, doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I saw your story on Facebook, and I had to reach out, man. God bless you. Thank you for doing the right thing and setting an example. Because really, when folks like you do the right thing, it sets an example for others.
Thank you.
Now... Give a brief introduction of who you are, and then we'll go on to your story and, you know, where you grew up and when you came to America and all that stuff. So who is El Guerra?
My name is El Guerra. I'm born and raised in a country, small country near to Indonesia. They call East Timor. I come here 18 years ago. For working here, like apply for visa to work here. I mean, you know,
right.
It's not easy for people like me from small country to come here. You know, it kind of like a dream come true to come to America.
Right.
You know, and then, I mean, who have a dream? This is the biggest dream like I ever had in my life, like to come to America. You know, everybody want to come to America, you know.
Right.
And then most of people think that, you know, that all immigrant is Democrats are breaking the law. You know, I mean, I try to clearly hear that not all of them is a Democrat. And, you know, most of immigrants like me that we come here, we have a higher education. And we know exactly what is that happened in this great country, you know. We learn before we come here, long time, you know. We know who
yep.
they are, who, what they're doing to this country, how to make the mess around this country, and we know exactly. So it's kind of like a stupid,
yep.
if you think, like, people like me to pick them, like, Democrat thing, you know, Democrat Party and liberals as our, you know, future. No, I don't think so, you know.
Right. Now, in your country, what's the government structure in the country you come from?
What now?
What is the government like in your country where you came from before you lived here in America?
Okay. The country that I came from, you can't talk against the government. Okay. If you talk against the government, then that means that tomorrow you're not going to see those people again. You're going to miss, you're going to die. Like, I mean, you're gone, like gone for good. You know, and then we know exactly who do that, but we don't want to talk about it because we don't want to be the next target. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Because if you say something against them, they come to get you.
Yes. It is what it is. And then, I grew up and I want to make it clear here too for my fellow American around. Out there, I mean, right now we try to introduce Islam to America. I mean, that's a big mistake America ever made if they think that agenda has come true. You know, I know exactly what they're doing in Indonesia, you know. And I know what kind of religion is that.
Well, we know, I've had some folks, I had a young lady on my show, her name was Annie Inez Cyrus, and she escaped from Iran when she was 15 years old. And she speaks of the horrors of Sharia law in Islam. And she is crusading against Islam across this country. She's fighting hard to wake people up to this Islam. It's really horrifying. All right, so
yeah,
now
you're hearing...
Go ahead, sir.
I think it's time for us to wake up, you know. It's kind of like a wake-up call. If we keep leave this kind of thing happen, you know. I mean, for the future, if we think that the agenda that the right now they put on the table right now, we don't take any care,
yeah.
I mean, in the next future, they're going to have a trouble.
Amen. Well, you know, our fine president right now is really getting ready to drop the hammer, so to speak, on the liberals and the Democrats and the FBI. It's coming, folks. I'm telling you, it's going to be spectacular. It's going to be a party in the streets for some people, I'm telling you. It's going to be amazing. These people broke the law, and the American people are a people of law and order. We really are. We want to live in peace, not hurt anybody, and just go to work and pay our bills and have our homes and our families and live in peace. That's all everybody wants. We don't want none of this fighting and stuff that you see all the time. I don't want to be fighting and arguing. I want to be patting everybody on the back saying, good job, let's rock. So now you came to America 18 years ago. You came to America 18 years ago on a visa. And just recently, you became an naturalized citizen of the United States. What is the process of that like from beginning to end? Is it a struggle? You know, how hard is it? What's the process?
The process is not really hard. All you need is, like, you have to make sure you go through the step-by-step that they provide in the paperwork. And then the other problem is the money. The money that we have to pay, the sum amount of money is, like, ridiculous. I mean, think about it. You have to pay like around $5,000 to $6,000 for the everything. I mean, for one person. And then if you think like 1 million immigrants do the same thing, how much money go to the government, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. And then that only helps keep America great. And how many folks were in the class? How many folks graduated and became citizens the day you became a citizen? It looked like the room was
the
packed.
The day that I became citizen is around 300. And
God
then most of it is from Europe, like UK, you know. You think about UK, Japan, Korea, you know, Canada, France. They want to become Germany, too. They want to become U.S. citizen. You think about why people are born and raised here. We need to make them like working hard, you know, because it's not easy, you know, to be to live here, but they don't want to take advantage of what they have. You know what I'm saying? Am I right?
Yeah. Now, the 18 years you were here before became a citizen, you were here legally the whole time, or did you have to like, oops, I forgot, I gotta go renew my visa before I get in trouble? You know, were you legal the whole time?
Yeah, I'm legal all the time, and I pay since I came here, I pay my tax from the beginning 2001 until now. Everything is like, you have to keep everything update, you know. So when they call you, you get your stuff ready and ready to go, you know. And I'm thinking before I come here, I already set up everything, you know. I mean, I can't do that when Obama in the office, but I don't want to see his video on my graduation ceremony to graduate me, you know. There's a reason why I picked Mr. Trump, Donald Trump, to congratulate me for my ceremony.
Amen. God bless you. I agree. I would hate to be there and see Barack Obama congratulating me. Yeah, right. I don't even think he's a legal citizen himself. Crazy. The guy infiltrated our country and made it all the way to president as a foreigner. I'm telling you, I don't think he was a citizen. I don't know. We will never know. Maybe we will now. Oh, Donald Trump is really, he's digging now. He's digging his claws into this deep state right now. And I think that soon we are going to hear the sucking sound of a draining swamp. And it's going
to
be
loud. All other thing we need to do is that we have to pray for him, make sure he have a strong heart, you know, make sure he's, you know, have a strong faith that we all behind him to dig deep,
right.
Like go deep to make America great again.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Watch this. This is something I like to play on my show. I really like it. And it goes something like this. We're on the Trump train, ladies and gentlemen. You know? And we got to show him. I agree. We have to show him our support. 100%.
Yeah.
You know, because we got to let him know we're out here and we like what he's doing.
Yes, I do. I do agree with everybody right now in the Tea Party. You know, it's time for America to stand up for this great country that everybody want to be, you know? Time for America to stand for what they believe. You know, it's not like we don't want to hear what the government tell us to do because we are the people. All right. We the people.
Yes.
We don't want a government dictate us what we want to do or take our gun right away, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do they teach? Did they teach you, make you guys read the Constitution, learn the history of how this country was founded and all that stuff? How deep into history did they take you?
We have to answer 100 questions. We have to answer correctly, at least 85%, you know. I mean, if you don't make that, you're not going to get that. And we know we have to learn about American history from beginning to the right now, the new one. With Mr. Trump. And it's not easy because English is not my first language as when I grow up. You know, I speak Indonesian language. I don't speak other than Indonesian language. And very hard for me, you know, to, you know, but I try hard for everything, you know, in here.
Can you say, let's make America great again in Indonesia, in Indonesian? I'd love to.
Ayo kita membangun Amerika kembali ke masa yang jaya.
Amen. Hallelujah. There you have it, folks. These are the people we want in our country. Who's going to come here legally. Man was here for 18 years, paid his taxes, did what he was supposed to do the whole time he was here, and now has become an American citizen and wanted to wait until Barack Obama was out of office. Before he became a citizen, because he didn't want to watch the video congratulating the citizens, the new citizens being Barack Obama. So he waited for Donald Trump. Amen. God bless you. That's the greatest, one of the greatest I've heard. That's so awesome. So it's 100 questions. And then do you take an oath to the Constitution?
Yes, sir. I do. Like you have to, you know, you have to left all behind, and this is America, and you have to stand for in the said, in the right, you know, you have to stand with America, that's all, you know. And we will stand with all American patriots out there to build this country, you know, to make America great again, you know, like, you know, back the olden day.
Amen. You know, even like 18 years ago when you first arrived here, it's been what a big change in 18 years, right?
Yes.
So now
I see two presidents, two Trump, George Bush and Barack Obama, both two. I know George Bush is a Republican, but the way he ran this country, is just like a Democrat, you know?
Yeah.
We have to say that. We have to admit, even I'm a Republican, I have to admit that. And it kind of like make me sad when I see the Republican, they don't stand for Americans, you know? And then when the other guy come out and then make America worse than ever. I know it's time for America. Why we love Donald Trump? Because he's the real president, you know? He do like what he's supposed to do. And I believe that he will drain the swamp. I do believe in 2 more years.
So you're up there in Georgia. What candidates do you like? What's your candidate for governor do you like out of Georgia? My friend Mark was running for a little while, and he had dropped out now. But I think he would have made a great candidate. He made a lot of progress as a lone wolf kind of guy out of nowhere. But who do you support for governor of Georgia?
Right now, is 2 candidates right now is battle in June. Is Casey Cagle and Cam. Cam is the state secretary before. So I might be don't know both them, but I try to learn. And I will, because one of them is not support Second Amendment. I don't know which one, but I try to dig in, you know. I don't want you to take my right away, you know, because it's unconstitutional and against my right, you know, as American.
And I have a constitution. I keep it nearby at all times. I got one in my car, one in my wife's car. I got 2 right here at my bench where I do my show. I got them on the wall because next to my Bible, it's the most important document and most important thing that I know. Bible and Constitution.
Oh, that's me too. I mean, I don't want my leader other than Christian. I mean, if you're not Christian, I'm not going to pick you as my leader. Because I grew up in Indonesia. I know exactly who the other religion teach. You know, you look back and you look all the countries that have Muslim or some country other than that, they always have a problem. And then they always blame on America. I don't know why you blame on America. America don't have nothing to do with that. You know,
right.
It's your own fault. Why you don't blame on your people?
So former President Barack Obama spent some time in Indonesia. What do the people over there think about Barack Obama? I know how you think. I know how I think about him. I think he needs to be in a nice orange jumpsuit hanging out with his buddies in the prison yard somewhere.
What do people think over there? The people don't like him too. I mean, he don't like just like a camouflage, you know, like what I call like look like one of them, but it's not like them, you know. But
right.
he try and keep try hard, but people still stand with that, you know. Nobody like.
See, even in other countries. Where he spent time, they don't like him. Dr. Mario Alberto Jimenez is watching. Running for, I believe he's still running for lieutenant governor here in Florida. He came on my show, and he emigrated here legally too, and he's actually running for office here in Florida for a political office, and that's really good stuff. Mario, if you would like to call in, that'd be cool. You can call in because he was a great guest. And I was proud to have him on. He's fighting, one of his big fights is fighting child trafficking. And I think that's very important.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Yes, indeed, folks. We are talking to a newly naturalized American citizen, El Guerra. He's from over in the Indonesian area of the world, and he has just become a naturalized American citizen. He is proud. It's great to hear. Look, he's now a naturalized citizen. He's getting ready for the next election, and he's researching candidates. Wow, what a concept. That's really wise to research candidates. As I always say, don't vote for the yard sign because the guy has the most yard signs. You know what I mean? A lot of people do that. I recognize that name. I don't know nothing about him, but his name is all over town on a sign. So I'm going to vote for that guy. Don't do that, folks. Because the guy with the little signs and the less signs is probably usually the outsider. The guy with no money, no political influence is influencing his campaign. He's just campaigning to do the right thing. The guy with no money is the guy you want to vote for 9 times out of 10. You know what I mean? That's the guy I want to vote for. Here in Florida, we don't have many choices. You know, we got running for senator. We got Bill Nelson. Damn that guy. Rick Scott, who's the current governor. Now, he has done a decent job in many, many areas and done many good things as governor. But I believe he's a criminal. Pled the fifth 75 times in a court proceeding, meaning I'm guilty and I'm not spilling the beans because I'm not going to jail for this. So he pled the fifth like 75 times in a hearing. The guy's a crook and a criminal. I really believe it. Even though he does good, especially during hurricane response and, you know, we're having heavy rains and he's got the flood response teams already geared up and ready to go just in case there's a flood. Because they're saying heavy rains, there may be some flooding. The guy's all right. But do I want him to be representing me in the Senate? And we'll have Marco Rubio and Rick Scott representing us in the Senate? Gee, gads, I don't know. I vote for Bill Nelson. At least I know what I got. I don't know what I'm going to get as a senator. I see him as a governor, but not as a senator. I don't know. What other big, are there other big races that you're looking forward to? You're looking forward to 2020 and casting your vote for Donald J. Trump?
Yes.
Hello?
I will. And I will ask all of my friends that become American citizens to vote for him too, you know. And I hope nobody from Republican run against him because I think they will waste time or wasting money, you know.
Yep. And not only that, they'll lose. So, like you said,
yeah,
waste of time.
Yes. I mean, why have to run against him if you know exactly that American
right.
people love him? American people. It's not American money. American people. We the people
right.
love Donald J. Trump.
He is not taking a salary. He donates his salary to
yes.
charity. Nobody's done that before. He's like, I don't need the money, so I'll donate it. God bless him. The guy's doing things I would never thought I would ever see in my lifetime. Amazing stuff happening. And why wouldn't we vote for the guy again? He's obviously got his heart is in the right place. The tax cuts are working great. Unemployment is at all-time lows in certain demographics, such as the African-American community, the lowest unemployment ever. And in the Latino community, the lowest unemployment ever in the history of the country. Right now, after the tax cuts and the stimulation of the economy that came in the aftermath, I got a 50-cent an hour raise. All right, it's not a lot, 50 cents an hour. But you couple that over a year, it's all of a sudden it's a pile of money. You know what I mean? A few hundred bucks. I'll take it. They were not going to give us a raise this year. And they said, well, you know, we got a lot of employees. We're a big company. And they gave everybody a raise. The whole company got a raise. So that's why it was only 50 cents. But I'll take it. It was the thought behind it. We got it. We weren't going to give you a raise, but now we are. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. And that happened across the country. And now we're coming up with budget surpluses each month as the tax money rolls in and more people get to work. What people don't understand is you get the jobs and people are working and they're paying their taxes. You could cut the taxes because more people are working and they're paying. So you're not losing money. You're gaining money. You wind up with more money because more people are paying. Folks don't get it. The more people at work, the more tax money there is. So do stuff to create jobs, like make massive tax cuts across the board for all Americans. Amen. And so you see what's going on down on the border. You see the madness. You see this caravan coming from Honduras. And people are jumping over the fences, and they're running across the border, and they're taking advantage of our system. Well, what do you say to those folks after what you, you know, the $5,000-$6,000 you shelled out, 100 question tests that you have to get 85% correct, all the stuff that you went through, years and years of paying your taxes, and then these guys jump the fence and they get all the benefits that you worked 18 years to get? How does that make you feel, and what do you say to those people?
If I see them, I would say, go home and come here legally. You know, people here will open arm for everybody. Like I see on the Facebook, it make me want to, like, so happy. Like you know, you read the media, people say America is racist. Actually, America is not racist. You know, it's not racist at all.
Nope.
All of Comey is proof that America is open. You know,
yeah.
Nice to everybody to come here legally and do the right thing. You know, I believe America is for.
But what kind of response do you get from people? You getting the same kind of response like I'm giving you? Or have you got any negative responses? Because I'm proud to have you on my show as a naturalized American citizen who immigrated here 18 years ago, paid his taxes, and did the right thing. God bless you, man. I'm so happy to have you on my show. It's amazing. This is it, folks. These are the people we want in America. We want folks like this gentleman, El Guerra, over in Indonesia. Uh-oh, we lost him. He dropped off. I'm having some internet issues. Folks, I don't even know if I have a live feed on right now. There's 11 people watching. If you're seeing this show, just give some thumbs up. Let me know that it's happening. Because my caller dropped. Things are going kooky here. I'm going to message him now, tell him to call me back. We want him on. He's good. Folks, this guy is amazing. I'm so happy he's on my show. Let's get him a call back. There I go. I sent him the message. Let's see. Okay, Jose sent me up a thumbs up. He's the only one. Is the only one watching? The only one that can see the show? I don't know. It's very crazy over here. Looks like we lost our guest. Folks, I was dying to get the response of how he feels and what he would say to these people that are coming here illegally across the border and bringing their drugs and gangs and human trafficking and all this other stuff that goes with the illegal immigrant trade. It's a multi-million dollar industry. Human trafficking is one of the biggest things that's happening, which Mario Alberto Jimenez, Dr. Mario, is fighting. Along with Bruce Nathan. Folks, Bruce Nathan here in Florida is a great candidate. June 28th on Fox News, they're going to have a debate, and he's in it. He made it. He's going to be there. We're going to watch Bruce Nathan on that debate. I want to say hello to all the folks that are just tuning in. JoJo and Barry, he tuned in a few minutes ago. Selman, hello, Selman. Thank you. Yes, I'm kind of bummed. I'm bummed. I was hoping he was going to stick around a little bit longer. But he come here from Indonesia 18 years ago. learned the history of our country from beginning till today. Had to take a test and answer 100 questions and get 85% of those questions right, and it cost $5,000 to $6,000 to do it. He was in a class with 300 other people that all became naturalized citizens. 300 in a swearing an oath to the Constitution and loving this country. That's amazing. These are the folks we want coming here. Even if they came from Mexico, we don't dislike the Mexican people. We crime they're committing of coming here illegally. I know Mexican people. They're great. I know Guatemalan people. I love that we have a whole family of Guatemalan guys at my job. I love every one of them guys. They work hard. They're here legally. They do what they have to do. They pay their taxes. They buy our goods. They you know. Love those guys. I embrace those guys. I don't care if they were red, white, and blue stripes across their face, or they came down in a spaceship. They do the right thing. I got you back. That's it. If our representatives would just follow the laws of our country and enforce those laws, maybe things could be different. I don't know, you know. Just enforce the law. That's all. We have a law enforcement president. His name is Donald J. Trump. Folks, get ready. We have now FBI agents who are asking to be subpoenaed so they can talk. The only way they're allowed to talk. They get subpoenaed, they go to a hearing, they can sing like songbirds. They're going after these top crooked criminals of the FBI, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Rosenstein, Page, all of these turds. Loretta Lynch. They would. I seen this press conference where they were even talking about Uranium One and all the scandals running all the way up to Barack Obama. They're saying there is a statement out just yesterday, I believe, on the Hannity show, where anytime something like this occurs, the president is briefed. So Obama had to know. They're going to let it all out. We're going to find out. We are going to find out. I think it's going to be time to throw a party. I think we're going to see orange jumpsuits for many of the deep state operatives that have been digging their claws to overturn our Constitution and destroy our country. Great people like El Guerra coming here, swearing allegiance and saying an oath to this Constitution. Makes me happy to have folks like this come into our country legally. I love legal immigrants. My ancestors came here legally. My other ancestors fought for this country in the Revolution. My mom's side fought in the Revolution. My dad's side came from Europe in 1910. I seen the ship manifesto. It's pretty cool. But they came here. They went to Ellis Island. They got their papers, and they wound up in the shipyards in Brooklyn, where my great-great-grandparents met and became friends. And then my grandmother and my grandfather met, and the rest is history. Here I am. And then my dad met my mom, whose family goes back to the Revolution. My grandfather was Sons of the Revolution. My mother was Daughters of the Revolution. And I'm still slacking because I'm not part of the Sons of the Revolution yet. But I'm going to. One day, I will. It's my dying wish. I will be one of the Sons of the Revolution. And I will make sure that my son is registered as one of the Sons of the Revolution. It's very important to remember our history. You know, yeah, these people are trying to erase history. Still taking down the Confederate statues. It's just not in the news, and you're not seeing all the feeds across Facebook because they block them. But they're out there, and they're still taking these damn war memorials down. People's ancestry. I'm a damn Yankee. I would never take down the ancestral history of my brethren, north, south, east, west. I don't care. If it's erected to commemorate their loved ones and their family members that gave the ultimate sacrifice in defense of a cause that they felt strongly about, and it led to an actual war, those guys are veterans and heroes to somebody, and they deserve to be commemorated. So even as a damn Yankee, I call myself a damn Yankee because I came south. Damn Yankees stay. So I'm a damn Yankee. I stayed. I love it here. Love the South. I feel like it's where America lives. The last shreds of America live in the South. The liberals are taking over. They're pushing to take over the South. There's a lot of resistance here. We love it here. We love America. And they're trying to change it so badly. God. You know? But we got great patriots like you guys watching here on the live feed and everybody listening out in radio land. We got great patriots in this country. We elected one of the greatest patriots this country has ever seen. Now what do we do about our local governments? Really hard here in Florida because there's no real patriots running anywhere. There's Bruce Nathan, the governor. There's a couple others, too, that I was a little interested in. But it's not Adam Putnam and it's not Ron DeSantis. Those guys are not for me. Adam Putnam is there because his daddy is a longtime Democrat and he's part of the good old boys club patronage at its finest. There he is, Adam Putnam. He took over for Charles Bronson as the agriculture guy. I used to love going up to the gas pumps and seeing Agriculture Secretary of Florida, Charles Bronson, inspected by Charles Bronson. That was great. Now it's Adam Putnam on a little sticker on the gas pump. Not a big Adam Putnam fan. And I'm certainly not really up. All right, Ron DeSantis is out there. He's making some noise. He's really in the fight against the FBI. But I really think that he's a wannabe establishment candidate. I really think he wants to be part of the in crowd in D.C. and have a career, which is not designed to be career in politics. But there these people are. They're all up there. And they have a career. They're 30, 40 years. You know, you see sometimes they show the pictures of these guys. They're 100 years old. They're napping while Congress is in session. They're supposed to be legislating. They're legislating like this, drooling. Yay! What did we just vote on? You know, I bet half the votes are like that. They don't even know what they're yaying and naying about. They were sleeping during the whole presentation. They go, okay, we're taking a vote. Senator Boogity. Huh? What? Yay! What do we? And then he turned to his colleague. What did we just vote on? I don't know. Oh boy! Well, I hope we voted correctly. Who knows? Those guys are clowns. I think half of them are drunk, and the other half are on opiates. I don't know. Democrats are on everything. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're on it. Man, I don't know what's going on with the Democratic Party. It resembles something that I would never, ever, 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 ever expect to see in this country, and there it is. What the hell is that? There you have it, folks. Facebook groups, Fight Sanctuary State. Search out Fight Sanctuary State on Facebook and join the group. A lot of good groups and a lot of good things happening on the Facebook, believe it or not. You may not like it, but if you use it to your advantage and use it correctly, it can be a good resource. Obviously, I'm not using it right because I only got 5 people watching. At right now, but that's okay. It's all right. So our guest left and he didn't come back. I'm kind of bummed. He just bailed out on us. And he's not seeing the message. I don't know what happened, but that's okay. He did a great thing. He came to this country legally, and I am so proud to have had him on my show today. Folks, the shining example of the kind of people we want coming to our country. So if you missed it, go to my pages and watch the live feed. I'll have the radio feed up. Hopefully I'll have that. You just click on it. It takes you right to the archives. If you do make it to the Blog Talk Radio site, hit follow. Also search me out on Facebook. The Patriot Nation Radio Network is the page, and Patriot Nation Radio is the group. Come join. Come join the party. We're having a good time. And don't forget, tomorrow at 7 p.m., our good buddy James Bostic is still going to have a show here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. His show is A Conservative's Perspective, heard 2 nights a week, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Search it out. Be sure to watch and listen to James Bostic and A Conservative's Perspective. Of course, my show Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. And right now I'm going to talk a little bit about what I got coming up. I talked to a couple people. I got some stuff coming up and I can't remember everything, but I know what I can remember is Dave Bray will be with us on the 1st. Now I did book some stuff for the 4th and the 7th. I've been booking things, but I didn't put it on my calendar. So I'm looking at a blank calendar and I have guests. So I guess, and I have to find out, like my guest tonight, I forgot. Oh my goodness. He can only come on Wednesday. I mentioned him the other day. I said, yeah, you're still coming on Thursday. He goes, Thursday? I thought it was Wednesday. I can't come on Thursday. I got to come on Wednesday. I work on Thursday. So then here I am. It's Wednesday. Here we are. So, but Dave Bray is going to be coming on. Like I said, we got the new record here. There's the back cover. I think the ladies like Dave. There he is. He's looking at you, ladies. Ooh, I'm Dave Bray, America's number one most patriotic rocker. That's right. There he is. Hey, Trish. Oh, my good friend Trish and Ed. I love them. I miss them. I used to be my my ultimate listeners, but things happen. There's Dave Bray's new record, Music on a Mission. DaveBrayUSA.com. Its official release is Labor Day week, Memorial Day weekend, which is right upon us. And so then next week we got next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, 1 week from tomorrow, Dave Bray. We're playing a couple of the new songs right off this. We've been playing songs off. You heard Last Call, and I do Taps, Amazing Grace, and God Bless America. They're all on this. But what's so great about this is every song has an intro, Dave explaining why he put the song on, what his motivation was for the song, all that fun stuff. It's a storyteller book, like it's like an audio book. It's him telling it like it is and then playing the song. It's really excellent. It's great. He's a fine speaker. He's a great patriot. He's Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Today, check it out. Be there or be square. He's doing great stuff. And let's see. I'll give a preview of Freedom Rings. How about that? I'll give you 30 seconds of Freedom Rings, and you'll hear the whole song a week from tomorrow. Freedom Rings, Dave Bray. Oops, that's the wrong one. I pulled my hand. Here it is. That was Josh Bogart in Dirty South called Dead Hands. Here is Freedom Rings, Dave Bray, a preview, 30-second preview. Check it.
For every soul from every war across the seas, around our shore, every fold of our flag, the coffins of lead, we hold land. For every dog and every song.
There you have it. Want to hear the whole song? Tune in on the 31st of May, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. You'll hear Freedom Rings in its entirety. You can get your record. We'll tell you how you get your own copy. We've been celebrating Dave since his Madison Rising days. It's his first full-length release, Madison Rising. There it is, folks. Get your Dave Bray today. Don't miss it. It's good stuff. And without further ado, well, we're still a little early here. Still got 7 minutes. My guest left. I wasn't expecting the guest to leave. I wanted to find out exactly how he feels about these people down on the border coming in. Where'd you go? Hey. All right, I guess he's gone. We can't get him back. So, ooh, a banana. I like bananas. With that, folks, I want to thank everybody for tuning in each and every day to all these shows. All right, the numbers, they go up, the numbers go down, they go up and around. And I really liked when I was getting 7,000 viewers, but you diehard fans that log on every week and watch, it's somewhere around 400 or 500 that watch all the time. The last show got almost 1,000 views. We had Robert T. Fanning on. Folks, look for Robert T. Fanning and do the right thing. Go to my pages, send a little letter off to Ryan Zinke. He's running the Department of Interior right now, which has the United States Fish and Wildlife Services under it, and this is the position that Robert Fanning is going for. Go to my pages. Back Robert Fanning for this position. It's a very important position. It really needs a patriot, outsider, non-establishment kind of guy, and that is Robert Fanning. I'm going to go here and see if I can't find some of the good stuff. I don't know if I have it on here. But now I also want to talk about Pastor Sylvester Bland in the United States of America.us. Catch his show Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And he's got the USA National Family Prophecy Conference coming up in October, the 12th to the 14th. And that's going to be at the Four Points Sheraton at the Kansas City International Airport in Kansas City. And right now I'm going to go ahead and I do have a little promo I'm going to read. He sent it to me today. But you can go out there. That's going to be October 12th through the 14th. And, of course, every day on the 12th, every month on the 12th, it's a prayer challenge. So on the 12th, every month, pray. You know, just pray. It's a monthly prayer. And, of course, I'm going to read real quick the presser that he sent me. Pastor Sylvester Bland is a fine friend and a patriot, and he speaks the truth when he speaks in his sermons and all that other stuff. He's a great pastor. He loves our country. And let's see, did I star it? I don't know. Let's go back to the primary. We'll find it. Pastor Sylvester Bland, United States of America. And I want also folks to tune into Live Truth Radio with Brian Lang. That's good stuff. He's awesome. His show is Live Truth. And just search it out on Facebook, Live Truth Brian Lang. Good stuff happening there. And here it is. Hello, Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America. You have a last name, and of course you do. Did you know that God is keeping track of you and all those in your family as we live our daily lives? Of course you do. What you may not know is that the prophetic, the terrible times of Bible are happening all around you, and that God has a specific plan for you and your family in being prepared for Christ's coming. The United States of America has that plan. It's called by God to build a church of his people without wall. Any place two people praise the Lord, that's church. You don't need a building. For now, it's a three-point prayer challenge for the intercessors and prayer warriors asking to bathe our upcoming event in prayer with calling the Lord's most faithful and bold people to pray and send at least one representative family member to our National Prophecy Conference in Kansas City. It's a simple act of faith. Pray in front of and for your nearest pro-life family counseling center every 12th of every month until the national event. 3, for the really bold saints of God, pray in front of and against your nearest abortion mill. If you want more information, you can check out Pastor Sylvester Bland at www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us, or you can call Pastor Bland. He's very receptive at 951-360-3399. Call Pastor Bland and get the information on the Prophecy Conference in October at the Four Point Sheraton, right there at the Kansas City International Airport. Good stuff happening there, folks, Pastor Bland and the United States of America. And, of course, I want to mention coming up here, starting on June 11th and running through the 11th, 12th, 30th, 40th, through June 15th, American Pride Week. Show your pride in America. Get out on an overpass. Go to Overpasses for America national page. Get all the information there for the event coming up June 11th to the 15th. And I'm going to be having shortly thereafter, we'll be having James Neighbors and Fred Schneider from the Overpasses to discuss our anniversaries, 5-year anniversary for Patriot Nation Radio and Overpasses for America. Overpasses for America is a month older than Patriot Nation Radio, but we've been working together from the very beginning of Overpasses and Patriot Nation. I mean, we linked right up. He kicked off in June. I kicked off in July. In August, I had an Overpasses for America Patriot picnic here in Florida. We got about 20 people to show up. We had a barbecue. We had our kids in a pool, and we were just having fun. And now it's 5 years and over 600 episodes. We're going strong. Pretty amazing stuff. So, again, folks, tune in Mondays and Thursdays, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for the Patriot Nation radio show, and Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for A Conservative's Perspective with James Bostic. Good stuff. I want to say hello to Robert, Mr. Rob Hubert. It was cool to see you there with Vinnie Killian. Oh, my goodness. What a blast. That's amazing that you guys are still talking. It's been decades and decades. I still talk to Johnny Brust, one of my best friends still to this day. Really, he's doing good, man. He's doing good, and I'm proud to still know him. I met him in 1978. Who knew I'd still be friends with Johnny Brust? But yeah, we did it, man, and we're here. In fact, my last birthday, or maybe it was last Christmas, he sent me this plaque. The dear friend plaque. When you get this from your oldest friend, it means something. And I keep it close. It's been said that real friends are very hard to find. the ones that stay when times are tough, real friends, the lasting kind. And then as I've traveled through this life, I have found this to be true. I will never find a better friend than I have found in you. That came from my friend, Johnny Bruss. With friends like that, boy, you know, this is why, even back then when he was wild and crazy, I knew there was something about that guy that I liked. I love that man. He's crazy. He's a mad man. He drinks like a fish. And I love him. I wouldn't want to know him any other way. So it was cool to see Rob and Vinny together, man. That was really cool. Old friends are important. It's funny, man. You don't see him for years, and all of a sudden, it's like your pals. You never missed a minute. It's amazing. It truly is a great feeling. And again, folks, I want to thank you all for tuning in. And now remember this, folks who are just tuning in now, you latecomers, the show starts at 8 p.m. Doesn't matter what day, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. Saturday and Sunday shows, they could start at 2 in the afternoon. I usually like to do those if I have a special Saturday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know? But that's 8 p.m. for you latecomers. So this is the part of the show that I really dig. And now we're going to be having a new version of Dave Bray's CD of the Star Spangled Banner starting on the 31st. And that will be the Star Spangled Banner we play from now on. But right now, I have a Star Spangled Banner version. It's a studio version. It's a cappella Dave just singing the national anthem. So if you would join me, I'll put the flag here in front of the screen as I do every night, and I will stand behind it, and we will listen to the national anthem and honor our flag and our veterans. Speaking of the national anthem, the NFL today, folks, have come to the senses, and all 32 team owners agreed that any player that disrespects the flag and any team that disrespects the flag will be fined. Now, the players that do not wish to stand for the national anthem will have that, but they cannot kneel and they cannot protest the national anthem on the sidelines anymore without a fine penalty. See? The boycott worked. I didn't watch one damn game, not even the Super Bowl. And it worked. Look, they caved. They caved because they know America is a patriotic country, and we love our flag, and we love our veterans, and we love our country. It's that simple. And we have people like El Guerra, who came on the show tonight from Indonesia, 18 years in this country, paying taxes, and finally became a citizen. And it was so great. You got to listen to the guy. I did not go back if you missed it. I could not become a citizen while Obama was president because I didn't want to hear his speech congratulating me when I passed the test. So I waited for Donald Trump to be elected, and then I became a citizen so he could congratulate me. That is so awesome. God bless you, El Guara del Carvalho Soros from Indonesia. God bless him. God bless. Let's do the national anthem, wrap this show up. I'm a little late, so I got to get in, start lounging. So here we go, folks. The national anthem, sung by Dave Bray. New version coming up a week from tomorrow that we'll be playing. Here we go.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. Hail the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say doth that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
Thank you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Francis, Becky, Tom, Joey, Rob, Jose, Ron, Trish, and everybody who tuned in on the live feed and everybody there out in Radio Land on the Blog Talk Radio airwaves. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And with that, I want to say good night. God bless you. God bless America. Tune in Monday. Oh, nope. No show Monday. Memorial Day Monday. I never do a show on Memorial Day. Tune in next Thursday, the 31st. Dave Bray, Dave Bray USA, live here on the Patriot Nation radio show. New music, a lot of fun. Thanks. Good night and God bless.